The Traveler's Journal, January 31st. Cave diving in the Yucatan. 5 million years ago, much of this sandy peninsula was submerged by what we now call the Gulf of Mexico. As the waters retreated and the land lifted, coral reefs were exposed and gradually overlaid by thin earth and thick jungles. These petrified reefs provided a porous layer through which torrents of rainwater could pass as it drained back to the sea. Over time, subterranean rivers and caverns were carved, weaving intricate underground networks that meander for miles. Some are hidden from the surface. Over others, sinkholes and collapsed domes formed in every variation of the craft of water. The ancient Maya who inhabited this region referred to these caves as Duznot, or abyss, and considered them sacred, portals to the underworld through which they journeyed to meet their gods and ancestors in the afterlife. Of course, the pure, fresh water that still flows in these passages was also a salvation when times were dry. Now called cenotes, these subterranean networks are a hidden wonderland for adventurous travelers. They are otherworldly realms of deep pools of pellucid warmth set amidst numbingly beautiful geology, yawning cobalt-blue grottos draped with delicate stalactites and trailing root tendrils from water-craving trees above. Over 2,000 Yucatan cenotes have been now identified, mapped, and logged. Access to many has been developed, with locals ready to carefully lead interested visitors to and through by foot, snorkel, and scuba. It's a compelling way to experience hidden Yucatan. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.